Don Schulman. I'm a professor of accents and languages, and I live in America. America is a thrust anchor, a thrust anchor, a thrust anchor, a thrust anchor, that is why I like it, that is why I like it, that is why I like it, that is why I like it. Once a year, then a year, once a year, then a year, once a year, then a year, once a year.
CITR 101.9 FM. That was Blood on the Saddle. Dan has actually been prevailed upon to stick around because he forgot to give away his ZZ Top tickets. So at the next break, which will be in about 15 minutes, we're going to give away a couple of tickets for the ZZ Top gig, which is coming up here in Vancouver. That's always a pleasure.
Yeah, pleasure. Yeah, it's a real pleasure having Dan on the show, talking absolute shit in the background before we get on, right? Saying that old rock and rollers, yeah, no, it's good. You're trying to, you know, well, young rock and rollers are the people you want to see when it comes to rock and roll. Oh, I don't know about that. What the hell is that? I don't know about that.
I think young people are better at rock and roll than old.
Jeez.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, well, come on.
The problem with most young people as far as music goes today is that their point of reference is like about 5 minutes back, and they don't seem to realize that there were people that came long before them.
So you what? Know,
there was somebody doing like punk.
Okay, wait. Okay, we're going to continue this debate when we're off the air. This is Chips with Everything, the British Music Show. We will be having such debates.
I will not be silenced.
Yeah, you will be silenced. I've got my finger on your microphone control here, Squire.
Ouch. Get the fuck out of there.
That's right.
We're going to be playing an hour of British music, stuff from the UK between now and 6 o'clock, as usual.
Good.
So, you know, hang in. There's a new Chrome Hoof album here. So,
really?
You know, like, I really want to start off with that. Check it out. We'll be right back.
counsel against its deadly pressures. Suddenly, the subatomic tidal wave smashes across the Arctic floor, its dome rising and spreading like a ghastly shredding barotrauma, deafening the creatures of the deep, waking the old ones from their sleep. Gloomy-eyed denizens of the sepulchral deep. The men are silent. The captain writes his last words in the dark. Each breath steals time from the fetid air. The vessel of war soon to become a watery tomb.
That was ever sung by
sorry. This is a track by The Craze with Ebony Bones called "We're Ready When You Are." And out now. That's a some kind of one of the remixes.
Anything that Ebony Bones does, I'm ready for. That is for sure, man. Featuring Ebony Bones, you bet. The best there is.
That's one of those things, you know, like bands that rip themselves off. You know, they do another song that's, you know, just a rip-off of their previous stuff. I actually put that song in that category. It's very similar to another Ebony Bones track of a year or two ago.
No wonder I like it.
Yeah, exactly. And before that, well, we opened with Chrome Hoof. They've got an album out called Crush Depth. And, you know, Chrome Hoof are a great band.
Of course
so
they are.
It's a great album. Yeah. And in the shops shortly. That track was Deadly Pressure, then followed by The Toilet from the album Bullshit Makes the Flowers Grow.
What's that album about?
It's basically a concept album about mostly about toilet-based things.
Good. A subject near and dear to my heart. That's good.
I could let's see some of the titles.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Poopy Sacre makes the world go round.
No, Sacre. Okay, here's some of the track titles. Sacre Bleu, ma merde est bleue. Bullshit makes the flowers grow. Beauty is in the ass of the beholder. Mr. Brown, it's raining shit. Sinking in shit. The world is my toilet now. Mental laxatives. All I want for Christmas is shit. I'm dreaming of a brown Christmas. Shit poo day. Shit life. Revenge of the shit demons. And stink for yourself.
That is, to me, almost as good in its own way. Don't cross-reference this with that entire CD of 16 different versions of Baby Got Back.
Yeah, that's
they're
a good
not
one.
Related. It's not the ass and shit thing. It's just sticking to one theme. Or stinking to one theme, I guess.
And this album is on Cock Rock Disco, which is Jason Forrest's record label and is well worth investigating. So go to the Cock Rock Disco website and you can actually download this album from there for free.
But, of course, what you'd suggest is going out and buying vinyl.
Yeah, you can get it on vinyl.
And then recording it to cassette.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
you can get it on vinyl.
And then recording, and then record it to cassette. You got it on vinyl? Dan, you've got that on vinyl?
No, I said there was a special brown vinyl pressing.
Oh, okay. Oh, nice one. Yeah, that's true, man. There's nothing quite like the sound of vinyl.
I know. It's, what, to wear?
Are you saying that people can start wearing LPs as like pendants?
No, I'm just, you know, I'm just thinking of vinyl clothing, man. I know
you. Mel is in the house.
I know you just came back from the Sunshine Coast. Nobody has ever worn a pair of vinyl pants.
Oh, vinyl
on the Sunshine Coast, have they?
Yellow rain pants. Though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yellow rain pants.
That's true.
Yeah.
Which I do have in the bottom of my duffel bag right now.
The thing is, the people on the Sunshine Coast, they're very friendly, aren't they? You do notice that.
You know,
they're very friendly.
Let's see. Okay, example. No, give me an example.
The island people?
Yeah, yeah.
Come on. Seychelles is a great town.
Oh, so you're pulling back. Well, I'll give you an example of friendliness. I'm going to give you an example of friendliness until, you know, I'm just going to goad you into saying what you really think about these people. All right? I go into the shop.
The Sunshine Coast has got, you know, there's more millionaires there than there normally would be in.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, more there per capita anywhere else in BC.
There's more, let's see, I think Gibson's was voted the nicest town under 20,000 for the last year.
Good.
And then, of course, there's a lot more menopausal poetry per capita.
Yeah, there is.
Most communities.
Menopausal poetry, which, of course, what it spurs. Is the menopausal pottery.
I know.
So you end up with both.
And then there's the menopausal pottery route that runs from further up the Sunshine Coast down to Gibson's Landing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's...
Of course, there's...
That's one of their main economic crutches.
Yeah, there's that. There's marijuana growing.
And it's just like sitting around talking about your property.
Yeah, that's right. And watching. That's another big industry there.
It's like, you know, that's actually how people connect on the Sunshine Coast. Hi, who are you? Like, nice to meet you. Where are you? Where are you living? Oh, I'm just up the road, 10 acres. We have apple trees. And how about you?
Oh, I've got about 5 acres, you know, but I've got better water access than you.
Hi, friend.
Yeah, I guess we're friends. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's have a drum circle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's do it. Yeah, well, that's the thing. You go, you try out some of their famous friendliness, so you're, you know, in the thrift store. because, you know, in Seashell, that's basically what downtown consists of, is thrift stores.
Sure, yeah.
And you say, you know, good day to you, my fine stout yeoman or whatever.
Right.
And they respond with something absolutely off the wall.
Like, why do they have so many thrift stores there?
Just because.
Because, you know, a big shop opened out of town.
Yeah.
But, you know, they respond with absolute friendliness.
In what way? What would they say? What would they say back to you, for example?
Something along the lines of, I've had 7 operations. Or perhaps, I was in Vancouver and won $250 at the casino before I went to the Black Eyed Peas concert. And then, you know, they walked all the way right across from their hotel right in front of us. And that paid for our trip and everything.
Wow. Wow. You and I have had very different experiences on that lovely little peninsula.
There's several reasons why they could behave that way, though. You know, they could be one of the senile community.
Right, big thing out there, it's true.
Never gone to school is quite possible.
Yeah.
Just drug-addled hippie is out there.
Yeah.
Hit on the head with a
piece of timber, in the sawmill.
And, you know, that accounts for the high level of stupidity.
Yeah, and then what about, you know, only periodic grocery delivery? So they'd be brain-starved children's, you know, functioning at a young age. Gives them that squirrel face look, the whole bit.
And, yeah, in the Seashell Hospital, it's like, you know, God.
Victorian. Sure
they've actually, you know, they've given out way more diseases than they've cured.
Except I actually, unfortunately, to tell you the truth, I actually did spend time at the Powell River Hospital with my daughter last summer. Nice, professional, modern facility.
That's good to know. Thanks. Okay, we promised we were going to give away ZZ Top tickets. They're playing at June the 5th at the UBC Thunderbird Arena. And we are going to give away a couple of tickets.
Good.
If you can call in and
correctly identify what kind of physical feature distinguished ZZ Top in their heyday from other bands.
604-822-2487. Tickets to the first caller with the correct answer to that. What was the question again?
What kind of body characteristic distinguished ZZ Top from all other bands during their heyday?
822-2487.
That's 822-CITR.
Thank you. make you come with my eyes. I have the biggest gun in the world. It can shoot a hole right through the sun. It's like a million atom bombs in my hand. When I can shoot you in the head just for fun. I don't have a dick. I don't have a dick. I don't have a dick.
I do not mean this symbolically. I literally do not have a dick. This is my actual physical condition. I am missing the biological male reproductive organ. I do not have a vagina in its place. I am now and have always been male. I did not once have a dick and then lose it by my choice or otherwise, nor will I ever have one. I am not feminized by this lack. Do not take this to mean that I lack the phallus in the psychoanalytic sense. I am not powerless. I am not sterile. It is not from overcompensation for my dicklessness that I have achieved authority and omnipotence. I am not great and powerful because I don't have a dick. I am great and powerful and I don't have a dick. This does not make me anti-dick. I am not suggesting the removal of dicks, and I do not advocate castration. This is merely the explanation of a coincidental fact. For me, possessing or not possessing a dick affects absolutely nothing. I am simply revealing to you, the listener, through song, my factual biological state. So now that we understand each other, sing with me the four tenets of our new civilization.
CITR 101.9. It's 31 minutes after 5. You're listening to Chips with Everything, the British pop music show. Music from the UK for an hour until 6 p.m. Yeah, let's see. We listened to Big Flame with a track off of a CD called Rigor, which is actually a compilation CD of a bunch of singles and stuff they brought out in the 80s. That track was called Three on Baffled Island, and before that, from the CD The End of Irony, that was Captain Ahab with I Don't Have a Dick. And I guess I should dedicate that to our friend Simone. She actually went to see Captain Ahab the other week. I saw it was on, but I couldn't go.
Well, it sounds like a great show.
She said give a two-word review of it. She said very homoerotic.
Yeah, well, that's how she described it. That is two words.
I think it was just too mind-blowing for her.
Yeah. It would be a lot to take in all at once if that track was any sort of indication.
I love the Captain Ahab sound. So this is the third album. It's out on, I can't remember which record label. It's called like Demolition, I think. Mm. And, you know, get it. So nobody actually called in for the ZZ Top tickets yet, did they?
I think that's a combination of long weekend and come on, man, it's ZZ Top.
Just nobody wants to go and see ZZ Top anymore.
Yeah, so thank you everyone for not calling in. That makes our lives much better because we know that you are, well, you have better things to do with your time.
Oh, yeah, we got a switched on audience that doesn't want to waste their time at a ZZ Top.
That's right. There's insider trading to get to. So, yeah.
Last night I went to a good show. What did you did you go out last night?
Last night, sort of. Yeah, I was at the Pender Harbor May Day, post May Day break. What I missed, but you know what I missed, man, was the World Longboard Championships, and they get up to 80K. It's supposed to be pretty wild.
Not the world, just the Sunshine Coast one, right?
No, it's the World Championship actually, and in fact, the World Champ lives in Pender Harbor, where they.
Isn't that the only place that they actually do longboarding? Seriously, is in on the Sunshine Coast?
I think so.
It's sort of like the World Series of America. It's the longboard championship of the world of the Sunshine Coast.
To be a pedant about that, dude, the fact that it's called the World Series, and they don't know this themselves, a lot of the Americans, is because it was originally sponsored by a newspaper which was called The World.
Oh, I see.
Much like the Vancouver Sun Fun Run.
Yeah, okay, so it's just...
But they still call the American.
It's just like the likes of me making broad judgments about the nationalistic feelings of a different culture.
Right.
That makes me think that.
Yeah, I think.
Then
so,
I'm at fault. I apologize to America. Wow. I actually saw I was at the Biltmore last night. They had this,
well, a great
this
place
show
to
called
be.
The Next Music from Tokyo Tour.
A Saturday night at the Biltmore. Let me picture the scene. You said what? What kind of was Tokyo? What, new up-and-coming Tokyo?
It was five bands from Tokyo.
Up-and-coming?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so there would have been a lot of young, cool...
They're all like ultra skinny young guys with Justin Bieber haircuts.
Except
way skinnier, dressed way cooler, and basically a lot of the music sort of like a cross between Cream and, you know, the Super Furry Animals type psychedelia.
Really?
And yeah, it was good, really good fun. Wow. It was a great show, actually. Nice. But man, the audience, woo!
Yeah, like what do you got?
Well, you know the Joni Mitchell song about how they killed all the nerds and put up a nerd museum?
Yeah.
That's what she was talking about, man. She was talking about the merch table and the Next Music from Tokyo tour last night. There was every kind of nerd there. I mean, apart from the standard music nerds.
I love them. I love music nerds.
And, you know,
I give money, by the way, every year to a music nerd refuge.
Big sprinkling of the sort of nerd that might be portrayed by Steve Buscemi in a movie, sort of guys that fetishize Japanese culture.
Sure, yeah.
You know, all with armfuls of merch getting signed by these, like, diminutive, skinny, really cool-looking Japanese people.
Right.
And, you know, sort of like... It was a strange exchange of goods and cultures was going on across that table.
Not bad. So a pretty good way to spend a Saturday night. And what do you know, it was at the Biltmore, which is where I'm thinking about going, the burlesque show.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Tonight at the Biltmore burlesque.
Every Sunday night, 9 o'clock. Great show. I mean...
Maybe I could drag my extremely pregnant wife out tonight.
Yes.
It's like, you know, it's one of these, like, come on. you soon will have the baby and will not be able to go out anymore.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't think so. I don't think she's going to want to go to burlesque at the Biltmore.
Well, I know that all of my pregnant wives are going to be there.
Yeah, right. Probably on the stage, right?
One hopes.
This is the new single from Dizzy Rascal. Check it out, my man. Life's too short to be living with stress. I'm too young to be all depressed. I can't complain, I'm highly blessed. And there's one thing that I want to get off my chest. I'm free as a bird, I'm high as a cat. I can do what I want, and I'm doing a rap. That's why I just might celebrate tonight. And if you ain't down with it, then get on your back. This ain't elsewhere. Who the hell cares? I'm in great shape. You need healthcare. If you can't say something nice, then keep quiet or come to the club. There's girls. I'm in the race till 6 in the morning. I could already hear the baseline calling. Just make up your mind, stop stalling. And don't be half-assed, cause I'm all in. So if your wallet ain't back, don't worry about it. Your car don't work, we can go without it. We don't need wheels, just the will to party. I'll take you there, don't doubt it. I'll take you there. Disco, 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 disco. I'll take you there. So before I leave, bro, I want to cop tonight. So I can't just stand up against the wall. Trying to play it cool, feeling like a fool. Like I'm scared to dance, cause I ain't scared at all. So there's no point looking all miserable. So I got a big grin on my face. And my hands on a pretty girl's waist. Beer budget and champagne taste. But I feel like I'm running this place. So if you want to aim back, don't worry about it. Your car don't work, we can go without it. We don't need rules, just the will to party. I'll take you there, don't die here. I'll take you there. Disco, 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 disco.
Please, oh, please. in the dark. So won't you tell me what I'm all about? Please, oh, oh, please. So I'm easy to read. Won't you tell me what I need? Cause I'm down on my knees.
Yeah, that would be the thing to bring. If you're going to show up, if you're coming in late on the Victoria Day weekend and you decide to crash somebody's all weekend birthday
party.
Yeah,
what do you bring? What does wine bring?
I was thinking about it. And you don't bring beer. You don't bring food. All you do, you bring your own supplies for sure. You don't tap into him. Right. You could have a sausage.
A freshly charged iPod sometimes can be useful.
That's right. Something like that. And then they've already played their lawn darts, right? So something fun and stupidly easy, like 3 beach balls at the dollar store. You blow them up, you know, and while the fire is going or just before, whatever, people start bouncing a few beach balls around. If you have enough, doesn't matter if a couple go, it's perfect.
Right.
Oh, and then hard liquor, because beer costs too much. So 2 bottles of hard liquor and a bunch of mix.
Yeah, a bottle of vodka and 3 beach balls, and you're basically welcome at any party.
Yeah, and a bunch of lemons.
Just don't forget those beach balls, okay?
And bags of ice.
Otherwise, people are reluctant to just accept hard booze.
No, that's it. Bags of ice, beach balls, and like a Mickey of booze, and you make just a few drinks.
You've got a fridge in the back of your vehicle, though.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that
I mean,
sense.
That itself is going to be a welcome thing.
Yeah, that's right. And a stove. Yeah, okay,
so
right.
What we were just listening to was Jimmy Liddell
of the Spring. That's what we were listening to.
Yeah, we were listening to Summer Jams 010.
Yeah.
We started off with Dizzy Rascal. He's got a new single called Dirty Disco just coming out. And Jamie Liddell, his album is called Compass. And, you know, out now on... who cares what record label it's on? But
yeah.
Some of the people who have done stuff on this album are Leslie Feist, Chili Gonzalez, and Beck Hansen.
Good.
So...
solid.
I'll let the listeners digest that news.
Well, it's quite.
However, they will.
Yeah. Well,
lest they harm no one.
Yeah. That's right. Let them make their own decisions. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. You got it, man. It's not for us to cast aspersions on a man's album guests.
That's right. It could mean anything, good, bad, or indifferent.
Oh, Chili Gonzalez is okay in my book.
Yeah, but Feist?
I don't know, but Beck in as your producer, that's not too promising.
And I'm not saying.
What?
I'm not saying anything disparaging or... I mean, I don't want to complain or anything, but...
True. Here's an old track from Primal Scream called Rocks. Dealers keep a dealing, thieves keep a feeling, whores keep a whoring, junkies keep scoring, traders on a meat track, search just full of hushbacks, bitch just keep a bitching, class just keeps a itching, ain't no use to play, that's the way to stay in, baby. Get
hustlers keep a hustler. Death keeps a knocker. Souls are up for action. Ain't no use in praying. That's the way it's staying, baby. Johnny is so crazy. Tom's got a line for the lady.
A lot of things that people don't know about the sub-Siberian hummingbird when it was transplanted to the Okanagan. Well, you really don't need to know them. But if you are interested, I suggest you go to an excellent website. You would know it as Hinterland Who's Who, but now it's a series of W's and a dot. But if you just look up Hinterland Who's Who, you'll be able to hear the wonderful story of the Sub-Saharan, pardon me, Sub-Siberian hummingbird, and a lot of other equally fascinating animal transplant things. Or conversely, you know, listen to Jay Ingram. He's wonderful too. Well, who's kidding here? Jay Ingram hasn't had a decent job since he did Quirks and Quarks back in, what was it, late 90s or something.
Does he have a Canadian accent?
Hello, this is Jay. Oh yeah, they had Canadian accent guys for two or three in a row. But they once they went to television, especially when they went away from CBC, those guys ended up having a series of younger and attractive, but I think usually English-accented sidekicks.
What's the best way to...
Arthur Black? No, he's a nice guy. There's one of those guys. Maybe it's Ingram. It's Ingram. He just cycles through one after the other. The sidekicks, that is. I think he might be a bit of an egoist. I don't know. Anyway, you had a question?
What's the best way to hide your Canadian accent when you're abroad? You know, like Justin Bieber does?
Oh, yeah, pretend you're a man.
Yeah, well, what about dropping in, foreign slang? Does that work?
Oh, I see. You mean something like, hello, Mr. Lachance. May I borrow your bidet for a moment? Oh, that's not slang. That's just a foreign word. Let's see. Nom de guerre. Right, yeah, that's right. Oh, hello, Mr. Lachance. I'd like to introduce you to my cousin Gregory, which, of course, is his nom de guerre. Yeah, see, then I wouldn't sound so Canadian.
Yeah, I know. Any other tips?
Well, if you're going to go grocery shopping and you're in a rush, just grab the dustbin from underneath your sink. That way you'll see what you've already used up and need to buy for your next round of groceries. Great time saver.
Shut that door, the lion sleeps when the baker's hammer.
Thank you. my tears to a cheap blue cheese. He told me life is a fork, finally a newspaper's making surgery. So fast Carver knew that's why I had to leave the home before midnight. I guess it's better now and it's fine. The lion sleeps with the butcher's hamster. My sweat is tastier than my sins. I could have learned some special words, but science could only for Catholics. I'm sure it wants to pass a glass. Its membranes wasn't due to itself. Press the lion for my wife. I got to warm the grocer.
Yeah, that's Hanged Up from a relatively old album called Hanged Up. Bring your stupid gear. It's almost time for our show to end, actually.
Yeah, and to talk about the ones that are coming up.
Yeah, Queer FM's going to be on.
Yep, we're going to get good stuff from Heather. Giving It Up Gay, Bi, Straight, Transgender. Oh, every single which way. Good quality stuff. Music, news, views, as always. 8 p.m. Rhythms India.
With a Noop.
And or Sean and Ming, if they're doing their thing.
Yeah.
Mando Trasho at 9 p.m. with Maxwell One, of course. Transcendence, your fave.
What's on
DJ
at midnight?
Smiley Mike.
What's on at midnight?
I think it could be TBA.
How about tomorrow morning?
Oh, yeah.
Come on. Well, let's extend our remit here.
It's true.
Let's see, what's on at 6 a.m. on Monday mornings?
For those of you who are awake for it, it's our ghost mix, and that'll carry us through to Prof Talk, hosted by Karen M. at 7:30.
That sounds good. Prof Talk. What time?
7:30, and of course, I know what this is leading to. Breakfast with the Bruins.
Breakfast with the Bruins, what time do we make?
That's 8 a.m.
Come on, 8 till 10, right?
Yeah, with Peter and James, and that's always.
Now we're on familiar territory. People know what happens
that's right.
after that. But, like, Prof Talk?
What?
Who's ever listened to. Have you listened to Prof Talk, Heather?
Hang on, I got my mouth full.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, I never have. I'm not up at 7:30 in the morning.
Right.
Yeah, thanks. A shake of the head would have sufficed. Back to your pizza girl.
Yeah.
She's got like a 2-hour marathon of current affairs to present coming up in about 2 minutes' time.
Pizza girl. That was
she's like stocking up on carbs, starchy foods, sweet things.
Yeah.
She's like got those gel things that she's just squeezing them into her mouth.
Yeah, the kind that NASA provides to their astronauts. No chewing required.
Are you going to cover the Zawa stand-up comedy case today?
Oh, what happened with it? I missed it.
Well, you know, I'm going to be tuning into Queer FM to find out what happened.